This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's getting hot. I've been putting the air conditioning on because I'm starting to get, like, some hot flashes. I'm putting the air conditioning on way low. Some of you guys are still having some cold, putting on the heat. But this summer is going to be a bad one. I think it's going to be a humid one for a lot of us. I talked to a lot of people in the South, in Mississippi and Alabama. They are already feeling the heat, feeling some humidity. Colorado's been dealing with a lot of allergies. Iowa, starting to get warm, starting to get hot. But California is doing something kind of unique because California utility companies have been getting sued because of the last fire that killed 85 people. And so what California regulators have decided to do is allow the utility companies to cut off electricity if they need to, based on fire hazards. Hundreds of thousands of customers may not be able to access their electricity if the utility company thinks that a catastrophic wildfire could occur. As you know, the city of Paradise got destroyed. 85 people died in that last fire. It was so devastating. And they say the utility's liability can reach billions of dollars. After several years of devastating fires, they have asked regulators to allow them to pull the plug when the fire risk is extremely high. So when would that be? Well, it would be when there's excessive winds, low humidity, and the vegetation is dried out, hence the dead of summer. Now, the California Public Utilities Commission gave the green light, but said utilities must do a better job educating and notifying the public, particularly those with disabilities and others who are vulnerable. They must also ramp up preventive efforts, such as clearing brush and installing fire-resistant poles. Now, 56-year-old Calathea Miller thinks that these plans would inconvenience hundreds of thousands of customers while endangering some who depend on electricity to keep them alive. What if somebody's, I don't know, CPAP, or I mean, what if somebody doesn't have a generator? They don't have battery-operated things. She lives far from wildfire danger near a shopping mall in Stockton, south of Sacramento. But she does rely on her refrigerator to cool her insulin. And then she has her machine that helps her breathe at night. She says, I could die in my sleep. It's scaring the hell out of me. So what does that mean? Where would these outages affect? Well, according to CAPRadio.org, CaliforniaPublicRadio.org, the outages could mean multi-day blackouts for cities like San Francisco, San Jose. According to Northern California's major power provider warned in their most recent filing, Pacific Gas and Electric anticipates cutting the power only in truly extreme fire danger weather. But they do recognize that there are safety risks on both sides of the issue. So PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, plans to de-energize power lines at an at-risk rural area. And then they decided to expand its plans because they have high-voltage transmission lines. And a high-voltage transmission line, they believe, is what sparked this last wildfire, which was one of the deadliest. It, I think, took out 15,000 homes, wiped out 85 people. So they say they know it can inconvenience people, but it's a small price to pay for not having the kind of devastation that we had in Paradise. Everyone I know in Paradise knew that PG&E might cut off the power. I didn't see that as a problem. The problem was that they didn't actually shut it off. And so the utility equipment has been blamed for many of California's most destructive and deadly wildfires. They say other major California utilities have similar plans that commissioners unanimously approved. So they will allow outages. According to Governor Gavin Newsom, we're worried about it because we could see people's power shut off not for a day or two, but potentially a week. I could see it shut off for more than that. I mean, when it's dry and it's hot and there's a drought, and California has had a drought, it's been a wetter year, but I don't know what the summer's going to bring. He recently called for California to spend $75 million to help communities prepare. This is high wind, severe weather. Turn off the electricity so it doesn't ignite a fire. He said it's a good thing unless you're impacted. So apparently 150,000 customers rely on life support equipment. Many of them are low income. So a Democrat from Napa, Senator Bill Dodd, wants utilities to provide backup electricity or financial assistance for high-risk customers who could get generators or batteries. They say people with language barriers, disabilities, elderly, poor residents, they have problems. Cell phone networks can fail. Computers and internet phone lines won't work. I mean, being cut off with power is some serious stuff. Yeah, you see, this is what happens when you go after the power company when a fire happens. And I understand it wasn't necessarily a natural disaster. If their electrical equipment caused this fire, they are responsible. But the company may be like, well, let's help with this. We don't want to be in that. We don't want to be in fire-driven areas. So if somebody wants power because they have a house there, they have a home, they have children there, they almost got to take it or leave it. And I just find that this is just rough. You know, you really can't shut off power. I understand that's why they're being sued. And they just don't want to be liable. I mean, what's the goal here? The goal here is for there not to be a fire caused by the utility company, for the company not to be sued. So then what they're going to do is if it looks like it's high risk, they're like, we'll shut the power. And then that leads to the question, are humans living in places that are too dangerous? Wildfires are a natural part of nature. And California has some of the most beautiful woodlands that I've seen. I would love to live in those areas. It's so expensive. But maybe we're not destined to live there because those are the places that burn, you know, when fires, you know, make their cycle. 1-877-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, one thing that I think perplexed a lot of us, as kind of older individuals, actually perplex my kids too, is the concept of free speech. I'm in media. I think protecting the First Amendment, I mean, should be done at all costs. Having, you know, my family tortured and killed, you know, because they believed something that the Nazis didn't, you know, makes me always antsy about anybody trying to restrict our liberties that the Constitution is supposed to provide. It's always confused me how it's not there's gray areas and how free speech can be manipulated to satisfy certain needs or certain agendas. So let's say you think somebody at work is doing a crappy job, screwing people over. You tell that person that what, you know, they lied, what they did was wrong. You get in trouble for it. But that's supposed to be free speech. Let's say you're on air. Let's say you say a cuss word. You get in trouble for it. Because that's not considered free speech. If you say a word that in some cultures would be considered a four-letter word, you're off air. So your kid, can your kid curse in a kindergarten class? No. They get in trouble. So if you can't tell a coworker that they're screwing up without there being any, you know, ramifications, if you can't look at a person and say you have a beautiful body without that having ramifications, if you can't curse in school, then is it really, really free speech? So we have free speech, but it alludes to we should be able to talk about our legislators, talk about our leaders, without there being ramifications. That's what the First Amendment is supposed to protect us against. If anybody wants to riot and have signs and complain about the president or past presidents, the First Amendment is supposed to protect us so we don't get killed and shot and we don't go to jail. But that's not always the case either. If you at all say you're pro-Trump and you're in certain circles, industries, you're out of a job. Look at that girl where there was somebody at Chipotle who on Twitter or whatever had bragged about being a dine and dasher where he would eat and not pay. And apparently she recognized him, wouldn't serve him, but the clip that was gotten made it look like, you know, she was racist, so she loses her job. Until somebody points out, wait a second, he was bragging on Twitter that he was a dine and dasher. She wasn't not serving him because she was racist. She wasn't serving him because he's stolen from the company before and she's the manager, and that's now on her if she lets it happen again. So we don't have free speech. Now, what do the young people think? You know, college campuses now, they have certain areas, they have certain squares, certain areas where you are protected and you can say whatever you want in that area. Well, there's a survey that has come out, or a study, that says 41% of college students believe hate speech should not be protected by the Constitution, and universities are starting to cancel more controversial campus speakers. I remember there was supposed to be somebody that was coming to one of my colleges that was anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic. And he was invited to come and speak. And the Jewish Student Union, or was it the Jewish Fraternity, AEPI, stopped that in its tracks and said, look, we like free speech, but he's going to be sitting there ranting on our religion, spreading hate. So you see, what is free speech? Well, free speech is speech that's not racist. Okay. Free speech is speech that's not sexually harassing. Okay. I think we could, you know, take that. Free speech is speech that doesn't inspire bad feelings, make you feel bad. Like, you can't call a person fat at work. That, you can't do that with free speech. But then starts to be the fine line. Just, wait a second. All I did was tell that person that they might want to go on a diet. They interpreted that as me calling them fat, and I got fired. Where's my First Amendment rights? So I don't think we'll ever have an answer to this. But this was interesting with college students. 68% of college students said that hate speech should be protected under the First Amendment. Experts say those attitudes are problematic and illustrate a lack of education and understanding of the Constitution and why free speech protection exists. According to Sam Gill, Knight Foundation Vice President for Learning and Communities, said there is a new class of students on college campuses, increasingly varied in their background and ideology, who are grappling with the reach and limits of free speech and what it means in the 21st century. Studying their views is key to understanding the impact that they may have on the rights that are fundamental to our democracy. So, you do have a lot of confusion. This is what I said. There's a lot of songs out there. Fantastic rap songs. A lot of good music out there. And then every now and then, I will hear a group of kids sing lyrics to some of the songs. And unfortunately, some of the songs have the N-word. You can't say that. But we're singing a song. It's in the song. You could sing the Star Spangled Banner. You could sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. But you cannot sing one of those songs if there's something racist or inflammatory in there. These kids, the kids are confused. So how are we rectifying this, reconciling this? What are we doing? You know, my son had to go to class. This was about a month ago. And there was some protest. He doesn't know if he would have been for the protest or against the protest. But all he knows is that they were blocking him from going to class, and they were actually coming up in his face to stop him from going to class. Now, he's like, look, I'm for free speech, but I paid for my class. Let me go to class. I go, well, what were they? Were they protesting the classroom? It was either a Democratic or Republican ideology, something. And he said, they have no idea if I was pro or against, but they were coming up into my face, trying to prevent me from going to my class. And if I miss class, I fail. So now what am I as a parent supposed to advise him? I'm trying to teach the younger generation to respect the Constitution, to respect the right for free speech, but get your butt to class. And so these kids, they don't know what they're supposed to do, what's right and what's wrong. Teachers want them to come to class. They're going to fail if they miss class or miss a test. But students are out there exercising their right to free speech. But then they're blocking. And, you know, I don't know. Free speech doesn't necessarily mean you get into people's faces. You could petition, you could picket, if I don't like Obamacare, I could stand out there on the street. In fact, I did. And I was yelling and screaming about how much Obamacare sucked. Did I get in the way of traffic and stop traffic to make my message? No, I let traffic go. But I did my thing. So I think once you start getting into somebody's face, that's not allowed. They said more than two-thirds of respondents say they felt that students can't openly express their views due to a climate on campus that has people fearful of offending their peers. I'm hearing that all the time. You have a lot of right-leaning students that are scared to death to say something. Especially a lot of teachers in class will make their political values very well known. And now they don't want to tick off a teacher. And we've seen it time and time again. A lot of people on the right are so afraid to say something. And I'm sure there's people on the left afraid to say the same thing. But 70% of respondents felt that they can't openly express their views. Where's the freedom of speech? So people, we're doing it wrong. And don't act like we're a free country when this is what we're doing. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says it values our relationship with Mexico, which is under pressure from President Trump to help stop the flow of illegal aliens at our U.S. southern border.
We have a good relationship with Mexico. Let's not forget they're a great trading partner. We want to continue that. But at the same time, because they are a good friend, they should be willing to help us fix this problem that they can so easily do.
That's White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Now, President Trump says he will hit Mexico with a 5% tariff on all goods if they don't do more to stop the flow of illegal immigration. Officials in Fort Smith, Arkansas, held a news conference on Friday to discuss the heavy flooding damage across the state. City Administrator Carl Gefkin outlined how high flood levels are currently.
The minimum for saying it's a flood stage is 22 feet, and as you've heard, we are currently at 40.5 feet.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I told you guys how much I love the millennial generation. I think they're amazing. I think they have the hardest generation. Well, here's an example of it. They say people on Tinder and other dating apps are more likely to develop eating disorders like laxatives or using steroids because they got to get their bodies away from realism to an unrealistic goal. Researchers at Harvard University studied the behavior of people in their 20s. And they say people using dating apps like Tinder may be up to 27 times as likely to use drastic or unhealthy techniques to try and stay slim. So they'll deliberately vomit, take laxatives, use anabolic steroids. And researchers found unrealistic desires to look like celebrities on television and social media. And that's what's driving people to damaging behavior. You know, 50 million people around the world are on Tinder. And they say there's a lot of damaging effects from that. I mean, I don't mind you guys dating and finding somebody. But, you know, you put an image of you out there that's not realistic. And then the date is supposed to happen next week. You're not going to be ready. Researchers at Harvard University in Boston studied 1,700 adult men and women to look for links between their eating behavior and online presence. They found men who use dating apps, Grindr, Bumble, Happn, there's tons of them, were 3.2 times and 14.6 times more likely to have what the researchers called unhealthy weight control behaviors. And that's men. Women, too. It was even worse. Between 2.3 and 26.9 times as high as those who didn't use the app. App users were more likely to take laxatives, to try to make themselves poop, make themselves look less bloated, lose weight. They were using diet pills. They were fasting, doing muscle-building supplements, anabolic steroids. They say people may be desperate to look a certain way because of ideas of beauty promoted by famous people. It's not so much the famous people. It's they see how other people look on the site, and they're like, I need to step it up. Those using dating apps are especially aware they're constantly being judged by potential partners in a swipe-right culture online. You swipe right if you like them, you swipe left if you don't. They say studies suggest that the mass media, from television, magazines, to social media, contributes to body dissatisfaction by perpetuating dominant body image ideals for men and women. Well, Beyonce, for example. Beyonce is a beautiful woman, but she's not a size 2. Yet when you see the movie in Dreamgirls, she looks like a stick. But when you see her in the Super Bowl, well, she's a little bit more curvy. Listen, she's had babies, etc. And so, you know, she, like me and like you, is going to want to put her best image forward. She's going to want to have her hair looking good, makeup looking good, body looking good. I don't blame her, especially since, you know, people, you know, are pretty rough. Paparazzi are pretty rough. And so you only want your best picture out there of you. Well, then people are like, well, I want to look like Beyonce. You know, here I am in my 40s having the same conversation with my hairdresser, who I love, Jerry, from the Jerry Lambert Experience. I'm with Jerry, and I'm like, I want my hair the white blonde, not the yellowish blonde. Like in this picture. He's like, Dahlia, that's a filter. And he's right, because I could filter my pictures to make my hair look white or blonde. I mean, I should know that. But I've seen people with the white or blonde, so I'm like, I want that too. But most people know it's a kind of a yellower blonde. And, well, those are pictures. My Facebook Live, though, that's, I think, I got to see if I can Facebook Live change it. Because my real hair color is on the Facebook Live. So, this is why I want to bring it up, okay? Dating, schmating. There's a lot of you out there that are single right now. Or you're in a relationship you can't stand. And you're afraid to be out there because you're afraid to get naked. A lot of you out there are like, there is no way I could take off my clothes in front of somebody else now. Nobody wants to fail. Nobody wants to be turned down. And when you do get turned down, it's devastating. You know, if Corey ever leaves me, I hope he doesn't. But if he ever leaves me, I don't know how quickly I'm going to go out there and date again. I don't. I mean, my body doesn't look like the way it did in my 20s. I see people in their 40s all the time. They look hot. I don't look like that. I've been married 20-some years. I have 2 kids. I don't have to look like that. I don't have to have a bikini body. I don't have to because I'm married and my husband's happy. I mean, yeah, maybe I could look a little better for him. But if I had to go back out there and I had to be ready by Saturday night, I wouldn't be ready. And there's a lot of you out there that say, you know what, I'm just not going to date. No one's going to want me. I'm middle-aged. I'm overweight. I got a muffin top. I got a... And you have to realize that there's people out there that do want, you know, they want companionship. I know it looks like in the movies everybody has a hot body and they're all tan and nobody has cellulite and nobody has freckles and nobody has a mole and nobody has pimples and nobody has, you know, hair in certain areas. But the average person out there has all of those things, or a hairy back, or a unibrow, or droopy breasts, or, you know, maybe, I don't know, a smaller penis than they think. You know, the average person does not look like what, in fact, I'm going to probably say most people don't look like what you see in the magazines, because even those are doctored up. You know, wasn't there that video where somebody looked as plain Jane as can be? And they were able to make her look like a, you know, silicone fox using computers, using hair, makeup. It looked like about a couple hours went into work making somebody look plain Jane to the most gorgeous model. We all have that potential. But it's not necessary. The average person out there, when they want a date, especially if they're middle age on up, they want companionship. And so here you are not going out there scared to death because you don't want them to see your tummy. Or you don't want them to see your butt. Or you don't want them to see the hair on the back. And boy, is the cosmetic industry and the beauty industry huge. There's waxing. There's crimping. There's eyebrow threading. There's adding lashes. There's... See, that's what would worry me. What would worry me is getting the lashes, adding the hair extensions, wearing the Spanx, you know, doing the push-up bra, doing all that, and then all of a sudden, that stuff's got to come off at night, which is why it's always great to wait till you're married, because then, you know, they're married to you, so they can't run and flee. Hopefully they love you where it doesn't matter. And the truth of the matter is during sex, if you're enjoying yourself, that really doesn't matter. People can look at pretty people online all the time or whatever, but when they're having sex with you, they're supposed to be having sex with you. It's supposed to be more of an intimate experience. It's supposed to be, you know, about you two and love. It's not about how would we look on video. Well, for some of you guys, that's what you're into. So, I wrote a book about dating with my mom, The Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. But for any of us, even if we're younger than that or older than that or whatever, whatever preconceptions you have before dating, get that out of your head. And you can also email me, and I'll give you advice. But, you know, love is out there. And you don't have to look like that. And if you do get turned down because somebody wants you to look like that, that's not the person you want to be with. Because then they're not going to stay with you when you start to look middle-aged or older. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's rumors that Kenny Rogers, 80-year-old country singer, is on his deathbed. We're being told that that is not true. They say there was some misinformation. Kenny Rogers apparently had to be hospitalized. He's 80 years old for dehydration. From what we understand, he has had even, I guess, some physical therapy as well. But Radar Online had reported that his health is in the decline and he requires doctors 24/7. So his representatives wrote, due to recent wild misinformation and speculation from several media outlets, we are issuing the following statement. Kenny was recently admitted to a local Georgia hospital, treated for dehydration. He will remain there to complete some physical therapy to get his strength back prior to discharge. He appreciates the concern and well wishes he has received from his fans, and I can assure everyone he plans on sticking around through the years to come. So he retired from a 60-year music career after a performance in Nashville in October 2017. Apparently, he had bladder cancer. And Radar Online reported that May 29th, he was forced to retire and that he's selling off his assets and saying his final goodbyes as he prepares for death. Radar Online, they call, according to the Taste of Country, a tabloid gossip site, they claim. And I guess they said that he even said goodbye to Dolly Parton, who, you know, his longtime comrade, and I love Dolly Parton. They say Radar claimed that May 31st, he was suffering from multiple maladies, and a private doctor was visiting him at home, and death is looming. I hate when the media does that. You know, first of all, good for him. I mean, remember Aretha Franklin? Remember people were talking about her having pancreatic cancer? And a couple years before she died, she was like, oh, hell no, no. I don't have that. I don't know where you guys heard that. I'm still strong. And she was strong. She still ended up passing a couple years later. But she shut that down. And what happens in the media, and this is really embarrassing to bring up, but this is kind of what happens, is the media needs a heads up, because they need to have B-roll ready. B-roll is where, you know, when you see like, okay, you know, like whenever there's like a death of a president, they will show, you know, on these network news stations, you know, images, you know, of them waving, then of them giving a speech, then of them ailing, then of them doing something famous. And there's a roll of these pictures and it loops. But when something happens, and somebody big, like a president dies, you know, when the news reports it, they have to have that stuff ready. And so if it's a week or two or a few weeks before they know that something's going down, they need the heads up. And then they have somebody prepare everything so that if, God forbid, it happens, boom, it could be plugged in and they're ready. And the audience kind of demands it, too. You know, I mean, they don't want somebody sitting there. Well, I mean, remember when JFK died? You know, you saw Walter Cronkite, and you have to watch the 2.5-hour video of that live coverage that happened in the 60s. As you watch it, you actually think you're there in 1963. You're like, oh, I hope he makes it, because they're telling you that he's, you know, being cared for. They didn't tell you that he died on the spot. But they didn't know what to tell the public, you know. And again, this was 63. So you even see the soap opera go back and forth. There was a soap opera at the time. And then they just stopped it, and then they did continuous coverage. And then when Walter Cronkite got the news, you know, you see him start to tear up. It's something you have to watch. But nowadays, you know, it's not somebody sitting there just, you know, giving you live news. People want pictures. People want, you know, information. So the news has to be ready for it. So if there is breaking news, they have to have everything there. Now, I notice a lot of times, like what I'll do is I'll say this is a developing story. If there's news, I'll give you the news. And if it's only a paragraph worth, I'll say it's a developing story, and then I'll get stuff together. But most networks may have to be ready. So in the media, if we think something's coming around the bend, everybody kind of lets everybody know. And unfortunately, they start getting old Kenny Rogers pictures or whatever. Meanwhile, he's alive. He's like, what are you doing? Well, for those of us that believe in jinxes, we're like, stop that. So I hope he's okay. Dehydration, you see that a lot with stars being admitted for dehydration. Dehydration is, it's very serious. Somebody gets a stomach bug, and there's a lot of stomach bugs going around. I've seen it in the South, because I've been taking care of patients in the South. And, you know, you have diarrhea, vomiting, whatever. You can very easily become dehydrated. You got to go get an IV. For some people that have some issues taking in fluids, you know, or some nutrition issues, sometimes that can happen. Being out in the heat. So a lot of times it's real, especially if you're an older individual, like someone who's 80, like Kenny Rogers. But then you have other people out there, stars, that end up having some, you know, bad drugs at a party, they'll go to the hospital or they'll collapse in front of everybody and will be told, oh, it's dehydration. Well, yeah, that's not a lie. They probably were dehydrated and got some fluids, but was that the reason why they collapsed on stage? So that kind of is what happens. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Whew, a lot of people are talking about President Trump and his gutsy move of announcing a 5% tariff on Mexico beginning next week, saying the levy will gradually increase until the ongoing illegal immigration surge at the southern border is remedied and illegal migrants stop. On June 10th, the United States will impose a 5% tariff on all goods coming into our country from Mexico until such time as illegal migrants coming through Mexico or into our country stop. He said the tariff will gradually increase. Fox News is told that the tariff is on all goods by land, sea, and air. It's going to hike to 10% by then, July 1, and still keep increasing. If Mexico still has not taken action to dramatically reduce or eliminate the number of illegal aliens crossing the territory to the United States, he said tariffs will be increased to 15% by August 1st, 20% by September 1st, 25% by October 1st. Oh, he means it. There's no red line with him. When he makes a red line, he means it. Trump said in a statement released later in the White House on Thursday, tariffs will remain at 25% level, unless and until Mexico substantially stops the illegal flow. He said thousands of innocent lives are taken every year as a result of this lawless chaos and must end now. Mexico's passive cooperation in allowing the mass incursion constitutes an emergency and extraordinary threat to the national security. White House sources told Fox News that Mexico would need to step up their security efforts on the border, target transnational smugglers, crack down on illicit bus lines, and align with the U.S. on a workable asylum policy. Mexico could use certain so-called choke points at the southern border to curb illegal migration sharply, according to the sources. So, when he had told reporters earlier they're going to do something dramatic, that's it. Now, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 77 does permit tariffs to be levied by the executive in the event of a national emergency originating from a foreign source. So he is able to invoke the powers using his sole discretion. They say if Mexico does not take decisive measures, it's going to come at a significant price. So is it Mexico's job to keep illegals from leaving and coming into our country? Yep. If Mexico is not managing their drug crisis, and what's going on there? I don't see why we can't do that. I mean, people fleeing because they're afraid they're going to get killed. That then they need asylum. We need to, you know, work towards getting them in safely. But if people who are doing bad, bad things in Mexico are trying to sneak across the border to us, we should be on it. So, interesting move. Very gutsy. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.